America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A little bit later on this morning, Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press is going to join me for conversation about all kinds of news items of the last week, as well as what Mark is up to and some of his research for AFP. We've had a caller on the line, Kevin in Indiana. Kevin, you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, we were just saying before the commercial break, Kevin, that to me, and nobody would touch this with a 10-foot pole in corporate media. But to me, the more I research things, I'm talking about responsible sources, the more I research things, it is undeniable. And I can point to a variety of academically oriented volumes that have been published at Amazon, you know, that are available for purchase at Amazon that talk about these matters, that the Jewish lobby in the United States has overwhelmingly, by and large, a left-wing political agenda. There are a lot of reasons for this theologically and politically and historically and culturally, but I think it is not unfair to say that that's the case. It's also not unfair, in my view, to say that they have a disproportionate influence in American culture. You see it in media, you see it in education, you see it in government. Just to name three, and certainly you see it in the motion picture industry, among others, and that agenda has been ruthlessly disseminated and applied, and one could even say increasingly so, enforced in our country to such an extent that it is the story that is not reported in any of these situations. You know, in some strange way, whether you're looking at the USS Liberty controversy or you're looking at what I believe to be the real story behind the scenes as it relates both to the Imus Rutgers controversy and the Nifong prosecution of these Duke lacrosse players, the Jewish lobby lurks in the background of so many of these things, up to and including their recent involvement in trying to force Lieutenant Commander John Sharp out of the Navy, because Sharp has been the editor and publisher of a couple of responsible volumes that have questioned the wisdom of the American foreign policy situation in the Middle East, and have duly noted the fact that there is an Israeli connection to some of the most prominent neoconservatives in the government who have pushed us for this expanded military involvement in Central Asia. So that to me is a real story, and traditionally when the Jews promote these things, it seems to me that they have an interest in that being kept out of corporate media for all the obvious reasons. They also use these things as a means of dividing and conquering. If the public watching corporate television or reading corporate newspapers is led to believe that the real issues of the day, for example, involve white against black or male against female or gay against straight, or that the most important issue of the day is what's going to be on the latest television soap, then folks are not thinking about the real issues of the day, and that's where these major players tend to want us to be. They don't want us to think. They want us to be entertained. They want us to be mesmerized. They want us to be caught up in the sensuality of this perverse culture, and that takes us away from reading and thinking and having responsible conversations on these topics. And it keeps the masses ignorant, which is precisely where they want us to be. That's my take. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you've said so much there, it's hard for me to just answer in a short amount of time.
Well, sure. You got some time.
Okay.
We got the music coming up, Kevin. When we come back, jot down a few notes during the break and give me your take on this.
Okay.
Mark Dankos America will return with Kevin of Indiana when we come back. And a little bit later on this morning, we will have Mark Glenn on the show from both Crescent and Cross as well as the American Free Press. Stay tuned.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are going to be joined very shortly by Mark Glenn of both Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press. We've been talking with Kevin in Indiana in recent minutes about the Imus case, which I have said involves a couple of things that nobody wants to talk about in corporate media. If you want to look at the Imus-Rutgers controversy and then examine the Nifong controversy as it relates to his illegitimate prosecution of these Duke lacrosse players, the fact of the matter is that when you take them in juxtaposition with one another, there is a racial agenda in both. the racial agenda to get rid of IMUS, the racial agenda to prosecute these kids that finally, mercifully, was overturned by the North Carolina Attorney General. And the message that is sent, I think, in both cases is this. Certain behaviors, however objectively offensive and illegitimate they might be, are behaviors that subsequently become evaluated in terms of their acceptability based upon the demographics of the people involved. I believe that that is a fair statement, and I also think that the larger left-wing political correctness of our time that is clearly connected in so many respects to the organized Jewish lobby in America, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and their pals at the Southern Poverty Law Center, the American Jewish Congress, Hadassah, and so forth and so on, it is here that we see the real political and social and financial backing for so many of these things that have confused and have divided the public from the real issues and the real players. That's my take, Kevin. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm glad you used the word confused there right at the end, because that is exactly, since you're a pastor of a Lutheran church, and I was raised in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod up in upstate New York in the mountains, we can speak on this subject and the fact that the word confusion is synonymous with Lucifer or Satan, the author
yes.
of confusion, okay?
Yes.
And so all of that we have going on in front of us, whether it's black or white or up or down or sex or no sex, those are all things to keep us busy so that we're not seeking the Lord. And so when I was young, I was tortured, so I know how to play the accordion and the organ and the piano. And I play at the old folks' home, and I watch people come in, and I've been doing it for years, and they'll be there for a couple of years or even a shorter amount of time, and they'll get Alzheimer's, and when they die, they are totally out of it. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder how many deathbed conversions there have been throughout history. You know, the guy on the cross was pretty much a deathbed conversion there next
yes.
to, okay, and you hear about all these stories through time where people have been bad their whole life, but when it got down to they knew they were dying, boy, they spilled their guts and got religion. You know, you've heard that?
Yes.
Well, right now, Satan is doing a real good job with our elderly, our people that are old. And so any Alzheimer's, people that with Alzheimer's, when they're dying, they don't have the chance pretty much to make a deathbed conversion. But the confusion part is what I'm going for, you see. If Satan wins, if at the moment of your death you cannot say that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and through him you're saved by grace and not by works. And so that's where the battle is, culminates at the moment of your death, and everything else before that becomes a moot point. And we're just kind of caught up in this. You know, I watch the Weather Channel, but I flick around, you know, and I see concerts being televised, and I see the World Wrestling Foundation, and I see society pretty much at the veneer of civilization is so thin that it's almost frightening. And I'm glad I'm just an ambassador here in my country. In my I am not of this world. I'm of Jesus in heaven, and so I'm an ambassador here. Is what he called us while we're here. And so I don't know what to, you know, that's the only way that I know how to respond to you.
Yes. Well, I think it's a legitimate response, Kevin, and I think that you've basically figured out all of the things that I think I would say in regard to this. Satan desires that we be confused. He desires that we be diverted from the real issues. He certainly desires that we do not focus upon the things of God or of Jesus Christ. And he certainly desires that we have a society that is as confused and as corrupt and as decadent as this one is. You know, when I think of the World Wrestling Federation, or I think of the obsession in this country with all kinds of collegiate and professional sports, keep in mind I'm not against sports, but I'm against the perverted use of them and the overemphasis that I see on it in our society.
Well said.
And, you know, when I see the sexual decadence and the abortion culture, the culture of death, as we have seen it manifested, particularly since January of 1973, and as we see the way in which our true constitutional liberties have been constantly eroded by a central government which has rejected all constitutional boundaries on its activities, these kinds of things, in conjunction with what we're doing and supporting in the Middle East, are the real issues of the day. And clearly, at this particular point, the Imus-Rutgers controversy, with the exception, significant exception of what it suggests about this whole issue of race as it relates to political correctness and who is behind, largely behind, the financing of this politically correct movement, is otherwise a minor story in comparison to any of these other ones. And this is, I think, a part, as you point out, of this pattern of dividing, of confusing, of diverting, and keeping folks from focusing upon the things of God that are important in our time. And the fact that when it comes to the American Republic and when it comes to the entire cosmos, time is running out. And Satan does not want people to be reminded of that, does not want them to focus upon the things that they need to focus upon if they understand that time is running out. And therefore, you have the World Wrestling Federation and the Imus controversy.
Right. Now, if you were to say in a Christian church on next Sunday morning that the 650,000 Iraqis that have been killed were probably all of the Muslim or Islamic faith or whatever you want to call it, that those all, if you believe the Bible is true, all 650,000 of those people went to hell. Now, that means Satan won that battle. So even though the 650,000 killed is supposedly a plus in our column here in the United States, or it's actually a plus in Satan's column, and we took a shot, a big negative. Do you think would ever be brought up like that?
I don't imagine there would be too many pastors that would want to delve into that for real obvious reasons. Not simply related to the whole issue of universalism, which very few pastors want to touch anymore with a 10-foot pole. But as far as the 655,000 deaths are concerned, and based upon my conversations with Chalmers Johnson and Mark Glenn and what has appeared in Hitchcock's recent book, The Synagogue of Satan, I accept that this Lancet Medical Journal research is largely correct, that we're looking at that many deaths. And when we look at our side of the ledger, it is our so-called empire who perpetrated these deaths. For what reason? No legitimate good reason that I can see, because frankly, I think the overwhelming evidence shows that the Israeli lobby is the driving force behind this war, that the Israeli lobby has such powerful influence on the American government and the American legislative and executive branches of that government and on the American national security establishment, that we are largely fighting a surrogate war for Israel in the Middle East and doing so under highly illegitimate purposes, in my view. Our stated reasons for going to war have proven to be false, and with all the people who have died since that time, both Iraqi and American, they have died for what have been false premises that, and deliberately stated false premises, in my view, on the part of the Bush administration and its supporters on both sides of the political aisle in this country. And that is the most compelling story, that we have blood on our hands in that, in my view, this war is not constitutional, and this war does not fit Augustine's definition, the Augustinian definition of just war theory. And that brings us back to Lieutenant Commander John Sharp, who presumably is about to be out of the Navy because the Southern Poverty Law Center and its allies at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith don't want an Orthodox evangelical Catholic Navy officer who's also very astute politically from raising these kinds of questions in his role as an editor and publisher. That gets into the real issues that have to be stifled as far as these folks are concerned. And how many people have even heard of Lieutenant Commander John Sharp in comparison to Don Imus? And I think that that cinches the debate right there.
Or who Madonna is. Everybody knows who Madonna is, but they don't know who Mr. Sharp is. So,
yeah, but, exactly.
So, anyways, getting back to the fact that I need to ask you this question. You know, the Jewish people, they consider us goyim. They consider the Muslims insects. And so the Bible, the story in the Bible says where Jesus is talking about the crumbs falling on the floor for the dogs, it's to the Jews first. Is that where the Jews get the feeling that we're animals from that story?
Well, let me check that up with Mark Glenn when we come back, and we'll try to answer the question, Kevin. Stay on the line.
Okay.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to us live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and AFP. Stay tuned.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today, as we have him every Friday now, is Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and also the American Free Press. Mark, among many other things, is working upon a very, very fine series on what happened to the crew of the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967, and what that event of that time meant, as well as what it still means in regard to getting at the bottom of a much larger context to this tragedy that still continues to unfold. He now joins us from Idaho. Mark, how are you, sir?
Marcus.
Listen, did you hear Kevin of Indiana's question for me before the break?
I did.
What's your take on that, Mark?
No, I don't necessarily think that it was Jesus' description of the crumbs falling from the table that has produced this idea in the Jewish mindset that the rest of us non-Jews are insects and cattle and all the rest of them. It really is something that, goes all the way back throughout the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, one of the overriding themes of the entire book, if you want to call it that, is one of separateness, chosenness, of a group of people known as the Israelites, who, you know, are the apple of God's eye, and all other people being inferior. So this is something that's been a part of that mindset for a lot longer than simply since the time that Jesus came. One of the things that I try to point out to people in the things that I write is that, you know, this is the thing, one of the things that Jesus was trying to correct in these people. Certainly we have the parable of the Good Samaritan and several other parables that indicate that Jesus was telling these people that they needed to let go of this mindset. So it was something, it's something that's been around with them for a lot longer than simply the last 2,000 years.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that strikes me as a terrific irony as we chat through some of this stuff on the air, I've been reading through Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's new book, The Synagogue of Satan, and of course had Tex Mars on the show on Tuesday talking about the contents of this book, which is put out by Tex Mars Rivercrest Publishing up there in Austin. And interestingly enough, it seems to me, going back again to, what was it, 1975, when the United Nations, which I have no use for, of course, in the main, but the United Nations issued its, or the General Assembly of the UN, I think, issued this statement indicating that Zionism was racism. Is that correct?
I don't know that it was 1975. I can't say one way or the other, but it certainly was. It is interesting to note that even the very organization that brought Israel into existence, that at some point it was forced to acknowledge what was the unavoidable to note, which was that Israel was based upon extreme racial chauvinism. And I mean, we see this to this day. I mean, it is the only country in the world that can get away with, you know, implementing a policy that is exclusive to all other people. If we, you know, think back to the sanctions that were placed against South Africa and how the whole business of South Africa and apartheid carries with it, you know, an odious tone to it whenever it's discussed. But yet the same thing does not take place with regards to Israel, despite the fact that not only the policies, the outward policies of this country exhibit this mindset, but even the statements from the leaders themselves that, you know, it is an absolute unapologetic embracing of an idea that the Jews are better than everyone else, and by virtue of this, that they are free to do whatever they want. So, we definitely live in an age of severe double standards, just as Jesus told us would take place.
Well, you know, I was making reference to something that's a major story now on CNN.com, and it certainly is not a laughing matter. The New Jersey governor, John Corzine, was very severely injured in an automobile accident as he was on his way to being the official liaison for this public relations event taking place today in New Jersey, where Don Imus is sitting down with these African-American female members of the Rutgers basketball team, the female basketball team, to have this so-called dialogue in regard to the events of recent days. Well, John Corzine, of course, one time a U.S. senator, now he's the governor of New Jersey, is someone who, between his connection with Goldman Sachs and a lot of other connections that he has that we could talk about on the air, is certainly representative, I think, of Jewish power, Jewish political and economic power in America. Well, there is John Corzine, and again, unfortunately, he was hurt in this automobile crash, and I'm genuinely sorry to hear that. But Corzine, on the other hand, is someone who clearly represents, in my view, the greatest economic and political power of the Northeastern American, largely Jewish, political and financial establishment, which has so many direct links to Israel that we could talk about this for hours and never exhaust the ideas. The question mark is going to be this. Corzine seems to be a lot more concerned about Imus and Rutgers than he does about the issue of Israel and Palestine. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned for Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. You can find Mark's site, of course, at crescentandcross.com. Or if you forget the URL, just go to my website, markdankoff.com. Go to the links page, click on the Crescent and the Cross, and that will take you directly into Mark's news site. He is also, of course, a very fine correspondent for the American Free Press. And most importantly, for purposes of some things we're going to chat about a little bit later on this morning, is doing a series on the USS Liberty and all the events that surround that situation. And we're still trying to untrack it and unravel it. And, of course, Mark in particular is involved in that effort, especially as it relates to an upcoming edition of AFP, where Mark Glenn is going to be taking a closer look at a U.S. bankruptcy court judge in Florida by the name of Jay Crystal. Who is Jay Crystal, spelled with a C? He is someone who is involved in something that involved the attempt to discredit the crew of the USS Liberty and to issue a book on the subject of what happened that day that had the full imprimatur of the Israeli government and national security establishment upon it. This book, in my judgment, is utterly fraudulent, written by someone who was attempting to reflect a refutation of the basic facts of that case that simply will not hold water. But Mark is going to uncover for all of us, including the readers of the American Free Press, more information on the identity and background of Jay Crystal in the days ahead. Mark, we were talking before the break about this, about a series of things. I was mentioning John Corzine. Unfortunately, as the governor of New Jersey, injured in a vehicular accident sometime today as he was on his way to be the public relations liaison between Don Imus and these African-American ladies connected with the Rutgers basketball team. You know, to me, when I think of all of the things that John Corzine could be directly involved with in regard to lending his reputation and his money to helping solve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, here he is mixed up in this Imus thing. What do you think that that says?
Well, you basically just said it. You know, the way that I view this whole thing is it's just another Anna Nicole Smith debacle. It's just another Britney Spears debacle. It's something that is being put out there to distract Americans from paying attention to what is really going on in the country and in the world in general. You know, as much as I may disagree with what he had to say about these basketball players, you know, at the same time, when we compare this to some of the more important things that are really going on, there really isn't anything to talk about, okay? So we have to keep that in mind, is that every day as we watch the news, as we listen to commentary, whether it's on the TV or on the radio, you know, we have to keep in mind who owns the microphone in this country, and we have to ask ourselves, why have they chosen to put this up at this particular time? Everything that we see and everything we read and hear basically is part of the psychological warfare that is executed against us on a regular basis, so that we are blind in the fight and thus rendered inoperable. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing involving this radio show host who I do not listen to, it's just something that is meant to distract us, and we really should. I'm certain that most of the listeners to RBN will be doing this anyway. They would just put this to the side and focus on what really needs to be considered.
Exactly. And one of the things that I've emphasized constantly on this show, Mark, and it's one of the reasons that we now do this gig with you every Friday, is to contrast the real stories with all of these ersatz stories. And this is, I think, the most valuable thing that one can gain from glancing at corporate media on occasion, either print or electronic, and analyzing the stories that they cover and the spin that they give to these stories, and then putting that alongside the work that you do, for example, with the American Free Press. And the average person, I think, who even attempts to think will see the contrast immediately in regard to the selections of importance, relative importance, that are given to these stories on the corporate side of the ledger on the one hand, the Zionist side of the ledger on the one hand, and obviously the responsible non-establishment press and electronic outlets on the other, the contrast could not be more striking. I want you to react with something here, Mark, by the way. I was reading through Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. And you come to a quote on page 196, and that continues on page 197. Hitchcock is reminding us of a guy named Jack Bernstein, who in 1985 published a book entitled The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, unquote. That book contains the following statement under the heading, A Challenge, quote, this is Bernstein speaking now, quote, I am well aware of the tactics you, my Zionist brethren, use to quiet anyone who attempts to expose any of your subversive acts. If the person is a Gentile, you cry, you're anti-Semitic, which is nothing more than a smokescreen to hide your actions. But if a Jew is the person doing the exposing, you resort to other tactics. First, you ignore the charges, hoping the information will not be given widespread distribution. If the information starts reaching too many people, you ridicule the information and the persons giving the information. If that doesn't work, your next step is character assassination. If the author or speaker hasn't been involved in sufficient scandal, you are adept at fabricating scandal against the person or persons. If none of these are effective, you are known to resort to physical attacks. But never, in capitalized letters, but never do you try to prove the information is wrong, unquote. And then Hitchcock goes on to say that Jack Bernstein subsequently offers to debate the ADL on live television. The ADL declines, and instead, Bernstein ends up being assassinated by the Israeli Mossad. What do you think of that, Mark? You still there? Okay. When we get Mark back on the line, I wanted to ask him specifically about that quotation. It's a very interesting one, isn't it? Because it gets back to the very kind of thing that we've been talking about up to this point, and that is the whole notion. Mark back? Mark, did you hear my reading of this Bernstein quote?
I did not.
But basically, I won't read the whole thing again for purposes of time and length, but The Synagogue of Satan, written by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, his new book for Tex Mars Publishing Company, Rivercrest, has a quotation from Jack Bernstein's work of 1985, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, unquote. And Bernstein discusses a series of things that are done either to Gentiles or Jews who point out certain things that are going on that undermine the credibility of Zionism. And then at the bottom of page 197, Hitchcock notes that Jack Bernstein, after writing his book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, subsequently offered to debate the Anti-Defamation League on live television. The ADL declines, and instead Bernstein ends up being assassinated by the Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a microcosm of a much larger problem that we run into in this whole business of corporate media?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's if they can't destroy you, destroy your credibility, then they will move on to more effective means. I mean, after all, this is basically how they dealt with Jesus and his apostles. It took them 3 years to finally get up enough nerve, I guess, if you want to use that phrase, to finally go whole hog and have Jesus killed. But prior to that time, you'll remember that his enemies were saying that he was that he was possessed by the devil, that he was a lunatic, and all the rest of it. So, you know, this is typical business with them. Nothing has changed. They first try to destroy your credibility, and then when they see that they're getting nowhere, as was the case with Jesus, you'll remember that immediately following Lazarus being risen from the dead, the Pharisees were panicked, and they said, "What are we going to do? Look what he's out here performing all these miracles, and pretty soon the people are going to follow him, and they're not going to listen to us, and then we will be removed from our positions of power." So, you know, nothing has changed. If they can't destroy your credibility, then of course they will resort to more effective means. This is the way that they have been doing business in general for the last 2,000 years, but definitely for the last 50 years since they brought this abomination into existence known as Israel.
Yes. Well, you know, I was struck by something today, Mark, as I was doing my analysis and scan of news stories in the wee hours before the show came on the air. John Pilger has a piece today entitled Iran May Be the Greatest Crisis of Modern Times. Folks can find that piece at lourockwell.com. Go to Lou Rockwell today, front page, there it is. And John Pilger, for those of you who are not familiar with him, was born and educated in Sydney, Australia, been a big-time war correspondent, filmmaker, and playwright. He's now based in London, and he has quite a biography. But suffice it to say, when I was reading through his op-ed piece that Lou Rockwell reposted today, I agree with the title of his article, which says, Iran May Be the Greatest Crisis of Modern Times. Now, having said that, what is interesting to me is that in the first paragraph of Pilger's article, he says the following, quote, The Israeli journalist Amira Haas describes the moment her mother Hannah was marched from a cattle train to the Nazi concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen. Quote, "They were sick and some were dying," unquote, she says. Quote, "Then my mother saw these German women looking at the prisoners, just looking. This image became very formative in my upbringing, this despicable looking from the side," unquote. Pilger uses that as an introduction for saying that it is time that we in Britain and other Western countries stopped looking from the side. And he's speaking, of course, about the Bush-Cheney-Blair long war against Iran. Now, I agree that with Pilger that we need to stop looking from the side, but I found it fascinating that he used this imagery of the Holocaust in the first paragraph of this article. And then reading through the rest of what Pilger says, I see absolutely very little evidence, except for maybe one little place where he makes brief reference to Israel, that this, in fact, in terms of this war with Iran, is a situation that involves Israel at the center of this conspiracy. Do you find it significant that John, you know, at one point mentions Israel in passing, but doesn't really hit upon that in the way that he should? Is that another indication that even with a journalist like John Pilger, who's said a lot of good things, that even he would be reticent to talk about some of the things that you routinely talk about at the American Free Press?
Sure. I mean, let's face it, these these people, you know, they have bills to pay, and they're not going to be able to pay them if they are out there being a little bit too forthright with their opinions. Now, the fact of the matter is that it is a very fashionable thing to bash Bush and to blame this whole mess on the quote-unquote neoconservatives, okay? It's sort of like these conspiracy theorists who say that all of the world's troubles and the New World Order and all the rest of this stuff can be traced back to the Jesuits and the Vatican and the Black Pope. You see, that's a safe conspiracy theory to buy into. You start attacking the real heart of the matter, however, and you're going to find yourself out of a job. And unfortunately, this is, you know, this is the agenda of the day, even with within our own quote-unquote truth movement, is that, you know, there are very few people who are willing to go the whole distance in this. They'll scream and holler a little bit, mention in a passing way Israel, but it's just something that is done, in my opinion, in a very token way. And it's not as if these people, that there isn't enough information out there for them to be able to form a cohesive working opinion. I mean, it's...
You still there, Mark?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not as if there isn't enough information out there that they cannot form a cohesive opinion. And so, you know, I understand why they do it. I know they have bills to pay, but, you know, at the same time, they have to realize that we don't have much time left. We have to throw everything that we have into this battle if we stand any chance of surviving it. And so simply taking swats at the dragon's tail is not going to be enough. You're going to have to put yourself in danger, and you're going to have to lob one of your spears into one of the vital areas of this animal, or you stand no chance of surviving. And so this is one of the things, I guess, that I would try to impart upon people, you know, within our movement who are trying to seek the truth, which is, you know, it's like Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. And with regards to who is really pulling the strings and affecting this disaster that we see taking place, not just in the Middle East, but really throughout Western civilization in general, you're going to have to call a spade a spade and not play footsies with these people. You know, I liken it to let's have a discussion about lung cancer, but let's leave cigarettes out of the equation, okay? It's a waste of time to do this. And in the end, you wind up assisting this cancer. And so people, whether they're John Pilger, whether it's Pat Buchanan or any of these other guys, if they want to scream about Bush, I say, okay, well, that's a good start. But in the end, we are going to have to, you know, if we stand any chance of resurrecting ourselves from this. We're going to have to go all the way, and we're going to have to put the finger of blame where it really belongs.
Well, yes, and, you know, thinking of Pat Buchanan, for example, he has a piece today at Lou Rockwell entitled The Imus Lynch Party, and just scanning through the piece at 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, there's an awful lot that is there that I agree with in regard to what Pat has to say. But interestingly enough, even Pat Buchanan does not, in this article, address the whole issue of the forces that are behind these politically correct soap operas in the American media. Do you find that omission noteworthy?
Sure. I mean, all I have to do is think back to that time when Pat was running for president, and the way that the Jewish lobby just absolutely dragged him through the mud to understand this. And you know, I'd like to for the listeners to consider. You know, imagine for a minute that it was we were in the middle of World War II. Okay, we had this boogeyman and this Hitler out there causing all this trouble. Can you imagine the outrage that would take place in this country if we were to engage in foolish talk about some radio broadcaster or whatever and take our attention away from what was really going on?
Exactly. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
we're back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn, who will now be appearing with me every Friday to discuss all kinds of news stories and spins, both responsible as well as corporate, as we compare the two in coming weeks and take a look specifically at the role of the Israeli lobby in matters both domestic and international. And we'll also be talking week after week about some of Mark's work for the American Free Press, which includes a very special series that he's doing on the USS Liberty, which we will say more about in a little while this morning. I wanted to mention both to Mark and to the listeners that this tends to be the time in the show when we have a series of frequent commercial interruptions. So if you will bear with us for the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, but listen to these commercials as well, because there are some very good ones, by the way, with good products and good sponsors and people who care about RBN and who care about the news that that you receive in order that you and your families might be protected in what could well prove to be the final days of history. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network, by the way, by giving us a jingle at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org in order to support us to the extent that your circumstances make that possible. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD directly through the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is entitled America, Freedom to Fascism. It's yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And again, use those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org. Or 1-800-724-2719. That's republicbroadcasting.org or 1-800-724-2719. And if you have a question to call in with today for Mark Glenn or for me, you can do that at 1-800-313-9443. That call-in number again is 1-800-313-9443. I was just going to say before we go to the next commercial break that there are a series of very, very interesting stories in the World Wide Web today. John Pilger's piece, which was reposted at lourockwell.com today, is well worth taking a look at. John makes one very, very brief reference to Israel in the context of his entire article entitled Iran May Be the Greatest Crisis of Modern Times. I think Pilger is correct. But I think the Israeli theme was something that could have been developed with far more detail by John Pilger. That's a friendly criticism. I basically think he's a fine journalist. But that, again, is an omission that needs to be examined more closely in regard to what we believe about this lobby and how central we believe that lobby is in regard to what may, in fact, be the greatest crisis of modern times. I believe that a wider war in the Middle East is coming. I believe that that war will eventually involve the utilization of tactical nuclear weapons. I believe that thousands, potentially millions of people could die as a result of this conflict. And when we get at the bottom of the nature of that conflict and who's behind it, there's plenty to suggest that it is the Israeli lobby which is the major culprit in the entire scene. We will be back with Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press when Mark Dancos America continues live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
It's true.